It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Jerod Mayo talking about Jabril Peppers. While we're on the subject of communication in that building, Mayo did come out right after the news broke and talked, and he said that, you know, we're going to wait for more information before we decide what we're going to do regarding the arrest and how we're going to handle it as a team. That's been taken out of their hands now because he's been put on the commissioner's exempt list by the league, so the team doesn't have to do anything. They can still do something if they wanted to, but they don't have to now as the punishment angle of it has been taken out of their hands. And not for nothing, but a couple of days ago, I guess Monday, when Mayo spoke, there were rumblings that maybe he was a little pro Peppers and that he didn't take the allegations maybe as seriously as you'd want someone to in a situation like that. And I understand. I mean, everybody gets their day in court and deserves to be heard and whatever, fine. But like, there was serious allegations, and there was a bit of a tone, I guess. And I didn't pick up on it, but I saw other people saying it. So I think that's partially how these things come around. You noticed right there in the very beginning, he made a big point about, yeah, as an organization, domestic violence, we don't tolerate it, blah, 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 blah. Not stuff that he said on Monday. So
no, and he then basically said, I'm good to go. And then when I think Phil Perry went to start a question, he stopped him and said, and as a father of daughters and right. Kind of even made it more personal. And they are doing something because I believe if I sort of interpreted this correctly, Jabril Peppers could be in the building. And Jerod said he will not be in the building at this time. So right. They are even going above and beyond what the league would allow and saying he is basically not welcome at Gillette Stadium right now until we figure out what the hell happened and what's going on.
Yes, he's not in the building. They did a thing at the Pine Street Inn on Tuesday, and he was not part of that. And he's a captain, so I don't know if he would have been anyway, but I just sort of think about these things that the leaders are doing. And by the way, another captain on this team, like all the captains. The only two left are Dietrich Wise and Joe Cardona. Brissett's been benched. Peppers is out for however long. Andrews, this is getting ridiculous kind of here, what we're seeing with these captains. But this situation, I think, is one that the details are going to be a he said, she said. It's already sort of started like that with the police report and sort of the two sides of the story. What it's going to come down to, I think, is whatever the lawyer has as evidence that's going to exonerate his client. I think that's going to be it, because there was wounds on her that, you know, her knees were all cut up. There was red marks on her face. Like that's tough to talk your way out of unless you have something concrete.
Sure. I mean, it's going to be a weird, tough situation, as these often are. And I don't want to go down a road where I'm questioning anything, but I did the police report. The interesting things I heard from the police report were, A, the cocaine angle.
Right, yeah.
Which seems separate and almost something he can't get out of.
You wouldn't get on the exempt list for cocaine possession, would you?
I'm not so sure about that.
You
Cocaine's
would?
A big boy drug.
It is, but is that it? You didn't
I think you
test
might.
Positive for it. Just possessing it, you'd
yeah,
get it put on the
I
exempt list?
I think you might.
Okay.
I don't think that's
I don't
okay.
know. I have no idea.
And this, the commissioner's exempt list is relatively new. It's a tool that the league has used in the last 2 to 3 years. It hasn't been around forever, and it actually made it easier on the teams. Kind of took
I think
it
it's
out
been
of,
longer than that. Commissioner's exempt list? Wasn't Greg Hardy on the commissioner's exempt list?
No, I don't believe it was, because issues like that, where teams were not taking it seriously enough.
Right.
This was a tool to kind of, the league would take it out of their hands and take, you know, because the teams, I think, were not handling it always in the way they wanted. But then also the police report had the thing about, because I think Adrian Peterson, was he a commissioner's exempt list guy?
Yes, I think he was.
I feel like that was one of them.
Maybe in recent years, the list has included Michael Vick in 2009.
Oh, so it's older
Vilma
than I
in 2012. What did Vilma do? Oh, for Bounty Gate, I guess. Greg Hardy, 2014. Josh Brown, 2016. You remember that whole thing at the Pro Bowl? Reuben Foster, Kareem Hunt, and CeeDee Lamb. Why was CeeDee Lamb on the list? I don't know that.
I don't know.
Conduct detrimental. I mean, it's all sorts of different things. I don't know what Lamb was on for, but yeah, that's it. So it goes back to 2009.
It's so yeah, it's longer than I thought it was. The list. I just the other thing in the police report was the very specific, and you read it on Monday when this was becoming news, and it was knees and forehead, right? They specifically
yes, they said her knees were cut up and there was red marks on her forehead.
I thought that was just interesting, and I'm not again deciding anything. This is because there was an accusation that he choked her six times or something like that.
Yeah, like smashed her head,
and they
a wall
didn't have it, but they didn't have any note of neck. And I, that stood out to me just as like a, not, I mean, just watching TV and like evidence and stuff. You would have thought maybe there would have been a note whether there was or was not markings on her neck if he supposedly, allegedly choked her six times.
Right.
I think that part's going to be ugly. And I find it hard to believe as brazen or as confident as the attorney was, like, where's this video coming from? Where's this perfect video that's going to exonerate him from any he
that's
said,
gonna
she said?
That's going to prove that he didn't do that? Like, how do you, unless you had the videotape going the whole time from the time she walked into the time she walked out.
In multiple rooms, potentially, because there was somebody, she went down the stairs. Right. He alleged she was intoxicated. She alleged, so that's different rooms.
And this is an apartment, too. It wasn't a house.
Yeah.
So, you know, like,
I feel like this is going to be ugly. Do you believe, just your gut feeling, we have no idea. Just gut feeling. Are we going to see Jabril Peppers play again this year?
Gut feeling, no.
Yeah, same.
Gut feeling, I don't think so. I don't think this is the
feels
type.
Feels hard, because the next one is like November. He has a court appearance in November sometime.
Yeah something like
that.
So,
like, you're already now more than halfway through the season before we even really start to go down a road of could you be proven not guilty? I don't think we're going
to
see him again.
No, I don't think so. And it pains me to say this, because this is so serious, obviously, what he's accused of and everything, but the team's not good enough to make any kind of exception either.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
And I'm not saying that they should. I'm just
saying, you're being
like,
a realist, though.
This is what happens in the NFL. They find reasons to get Greg Hardy back on the field or Ray Rice back or whatever it
100%.
Is. They'll figure out a way to do it, and they'll figure out a way to make it happen if they think that he can help them win something. And this team's not winning anything, and they know that. And
if anything, you can use it as a teachable moment, as Obama used to say, like a tool to try to scare people straight and take things seriously, and maybe they're big on culture and they're setting in a culture and this could be a way to do that. And the one thing that you're right is Patriots captain is becoming like Pro Bowler. Like,
know.
You know how it's been devalued?
Like a Madden curse,
It's like anybody who got votes is soon going to be a captain because everybody keeps getting popped off the top. Everybody gets taken off the list.
Yeah.
It's a very strange year in that sense.
Yeah, it certainly is. Anyway, that's another part of this that maybe was, I don't want to say, Ted Johnson said this the other day, that this Pepper situation may have played a role in the speeding up of the Drake May thing. And I don't know. I mean, that again seems kind of callous, doesn't
distraction,
it?
Distraction, you mean?
Do you want to change the subject or not? Like, this is a good thing to change the subject from.
I guess. I just don't know. It didn't feel to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that the Jabril Peppers thing got a ton of attention.
I think it did.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So it was going to be like a bigger story if you didn't announce Drake May and squash it?
Well, maybe. I mean, I think it
was like a one-day story
came out. Sure, yes. I'd agree with that. Maybe it wasn't going to be something we talked about all week long because, again, you know, this team's got its other issues and everything, and there's not really much you can do until the court proceedings start. But it was a negative thing that happened this week that we found out about 2 days ago, and then 3 days later, all of a sudden, May's the starter.
Yeah, so. No, yeah. I get why people are connecting to dots. I just, like, was it even really much of a national story, the Peppers thing? I felt like it was a local story.
I mean, it was in the Post.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I just, it didn't.
Pro player, captain of a team getting arrested like that? That's a big
feel
story.
Ray Ricey to me, or like one of these ones that really blew up and became like USA Today columnists are writing about it. Problems with the NFL.
Well, listen, the proceedings are going to start. The info is going to come out. Well, pictures may come out.
Pictures
videos,
and video change
all that
everything.
Stuff, and it may be that exact
thing. That's
where
I'd be careful if I were the attorney, because you may think the video is going to do one thing, but once the video is out there, people interpret it on their own. You don't get to control what people see and what they think in terms of what they see. So video, it's often in these cases much worse when the video comes out or the pictures come out than the imagination of people and just having sort of a story in their head.
Yeah, agreed. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Coming up on the final hour here, we'll touch back on the Bruins and their awful start to the year against the Florida Panthers, and we will reset on everything that's going on here with Drake May and Jacoby Brissett, Jerod Mayo, and more. That's all coming up in the final hour here on WEEI Afternoons.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.